Now to India and the city of Mumbai, where an entire cast of people toil away doing the city's laundry by hand. NPR's Laura Seidel takes us to visit them at the edge of the river where they work.
As in any modern bustling city, traffic is thick in Mumbai. Every day, more high-rises spring up to house the city's 16 million people. The economy is growing so fast that there aren't enough hotels for the foreign business travelers. And those hotels still do their laundry the old-fashioned way. Every day, hundreds of muscled, rail-thin men and women beat and scrub laundry by hand in a big open space in downtown Mumbai. It is grueling work, usually done in 100-degree heat. These are the dhobis, a Hindu caste born into the job of doing laundry. Raman Ren says his parents, grandparents, and great-grandparents were all dhobis. Ren has been working in Mumbai since 1969. He and his wife and the hundreds of dhobis at Sat Rasta, as this place is called, wake every morning at 3 a.m. to put clothes and linens into large vats of water and detergent. They soak it for 8 or 9 hours, and then they begin to scrub and beat the laundry against rocks. Ren says sometimes his hands get so dry from the washing chemicals that they crack and bleed. For his efforts, he says he and his wife make around $130 a month. Most of the dhobis who work in Sat Rasta also live on the grounds in small, illegal one-room huts. The only rent they pay, about $8 a month, is for the stones where they beat the laundry. But in an age of washing machines and an expanding economy, it's not clear how much longer the dhobis will be here. Ren's three sons are in school studying computers. There are children who work here. 12-year-old Sakta Naresh works as a dhobi for part of the day, but he's also in school. Naresh wants to be a policeman. Other young people here think about jobs in the tech industry. Despite the changing economy, Raman Ren believes there will always be dhobis. He's not afraid of competition from washing machines because he says the laundry done by dhobis is cleaner, and in a country with more people than jobs, hand washing is cheaper. When today's laundry dries, Ren will press it and deliver it with a handcart to a center where it's then sent back to the city's hotels. Ren says he likes his job because he's helping to keep the world clean. As long as Ren is around, there will be at least one dhobi at work, since he isn't likely to have enough money to retire. Unless his children get one of those high-tech jobs and support him in his old age. Laura Seidel, NPR News.